you're not stopping. Tick topping lyrics be dropping, but styles can be forgotten. So we bring back the raw hip hop. Just like the records and tapes you be copping. We are Heidi and Frank. I think the last time you heard that music was in 2013 when Rashad Evans was heading into the octagon. This is his music where he walks into the ring.
Yeah,
and he came
pump
up,
up
with
music.
This is pump up music. Where is Rashad? Get him in here.
He's waited long enough.
He has waited long enough. We've all waited long enough for him to fight again. He's going to be one of the coaches for the Ultimate Fighter. He is Team Black Zillions, and they are fighting Team American Tough Team.
I saw the ad for it.
What's
last
up, Rashad?
Night. What's hey, Rashad, up? Look at
good
you.
Good to see you.
Well, just as handsome.
We played your
person.
Entrance music when, before you. Yeah, you didn't have your headphones on, so you can't hear it. So the last time we heard that was 2013 when you were actually.
It was a long time ago. Yeah, it was a while ago. I'm kind of sad about that. But
how's the knee?
It's getting better.
Getting better.
Yeah, it's getting better. I just gotta take my time with it and not push it, especially after this is my second one back to back on the same knee. So.
And you just had what, February? Is that when you had your surgery in February?
January.
Okay.
January, yeah.
So, see, this is what it always, because I love UFC. We're always watching. I saw the ad for Ultimate Fighter, which looks amazing. Can't wait till that comes back. And I'm a huge fight fan, but it always freaks me out. Anytime somebody's like, back in the ring after a leg surgery, a knee surgery, and you're throwing kicks. I'm like, just don't punch. Don't stop with the kicks. I can't handle that. Are you going to be kicking?
Yeah, I'm going to be kicking. Rashad. I mean, that's when I know it's ready, though, when it's battle tested, when I can kick.
When you hear that kick, you're just like, oh, my God, oh, my God, don't break your leg.
That's the worst thing ever. Like, when you throw a kick and hit somebody's elbow or you hit somebody's knee, and then you got to play it off like it didn't hurt.
It didn't hurt.
Like, yeah, it's like, have you ever stubbed your toe really hard and you try to keep it moving, but you just can't, and you have to fall to the ground and start crying? Yeah. That's what it feels like.
Because someone's sitting on the couch, and you don't want them to know that you just stubbed it on the coffee table.
Like, cool.
That is the exact feeling. That is the exact feeling. That's how it feels.
Well, we miss you. We want you back.
Man, I miss being out there. Through this whole process, being out for almost 2 years now, it's really a humbling experience, and it's just one where, I appreciate fighting at a different level now. I appreciate fighting just from being able to go out and compete. I'm 35 years old, and I don't know how long I'm going to keep on fighting for, but, I would definitely like to go out there and just make another run at it.
What is the plan after you do call it quits?
I would like to do, work with Fox or just...
Yeah, you're doing the commentating.
Yeah,
like
I like
you're
working with Fox. It's really fun and it keeps me involved in the sport. The sport has given me so much already. So to be able to go back and give back and talk about the sport and be around it is great for me.
You went to Michigan State, right?
Yes.
So do you have a gym back in Michigan that's the Rashad Gym?
No, I don't. I need to get a series of gyms going. That's one thing. That's another thing I can get going too. Is just even in Chicago. I live in Chicago as well as South Florida. So if I can get a gym in Chicago and in Michigan,
I'm
State,
guessing
it'd be
you're
great.
In South Florida between what November and because I know you want to be in Chicago from November to whatever February or March.
No, I haven't been to my place. I went there for Thanksgiving and I haven't went back. Since
you're just too busy,
but the cold weather had me, The cold weather had me. I mean, it's warmed up a bit in Chicago, but I don't know, I just can't do it no more. I grew up in Niagara Falls, New York. See, that's the problem. All that lake effect snow for so many years has definitely stained my mentality.
Rashad Evans hanging out with us. Were you excited about the Final Four when Michigan State made it this year?
I was because we definitely we played up. We weren't even supposed to be there, I feel, and we made the best out of a team that was, struggled throughout the year. So I was very happy the way we played in the end.
Yeah, I was rooting for them. I'm from Indiana, so I'm a Big Ten guy myself. I went to Indiana University.
Hey. Yeah, we're both from Indiana. And
then, Indiana, huh?
And I was a wrestler in high school. I didn't go to college for wrestling. I know
But I was
always a fan of Rashad because he had that wrestling background. It was like no place for wrestlers to go from high school into any kind of professional
back then,
sport. No, but the Olympics. But then UFC and MMA came around, and then the wrestlers' background was the guys who came and started dominating. And then you took that wrestling, and then you turned into quite the puncher yourself.
Yeah.
With one of the greatest knockouts in UFC history.
Having a wrestling base, it gives you the confidence that you can throw a punch because, when you're going on a combination – the last thing you want to do is throw a combination a guy can get shoot underneath you and take you down. But if you have the wrestling base, you have the confidence to know even if you throw a long combination, the guy shoots in on you, you're going to be able to get up.
When I'm watching UFC and I see when they're like, oh, he's got him in the clinch, and it just looks like, to me, they're doing nothing. like this. When you're leaning up against the fence and all you're doing is you're holding the guy this.
Yeah.
And you're both just standing there. And I'm going, maybe you're stomping feet and stuff, but for the most part, I'm like, are you resting? I don't understand what's happening right now because what are you doing?
It's a little bit of both. Actually,
you're just like, okay,
It's the biggest war going on right there at that point. You know, it's a good place to take a couple of breaths.
Okay.
But for the most part, you're really trying to, if I'm going with a guy who's a better striker than me, and he's faster, and maybe he hits harder, I don't want to stand in exchange when I'm in the center because right away he's a little bit fresh. So what I need to do is I need to zap some of the energy out of his arm.
Got
so
it.
What I need to do is get him on the cage, get him to
carry
my weight and really just get the lactic acid in his muscles. So therefore his arms are not as heavy. It take a little bit off his punches. And then I can go back in the center and then strike.
Now, I love that. Okay, so now the next time I see that, I'll be like, okay, now I know what's going on.
Yeah, he's trying to wear his arms
out. She has slow music going on in her head like it's prom night. <It's> like,
almost paradise. Yeah, do you whisper in each other's ear like,
nah, you know, sometimes I say,
like getting their heads like,
yeah, sometimes I say stuff to people just like, you know, I say some things, so. I say some things.
I bet you do.
But you have to. You got to understand, like, when you're fighting somebody, it's a fight the whole way through. You have to make that person believe that you are going to dominate them in every single way, and you have to bring that doubt in their mind. If they don't have that doubt in their mind, then it's still a fight. But the minute I bring doubt into their mind, the fight is mine.
Maybe he is going
to. You got to take their mind out of it.
Instead
of insulting them in their ear, be like, you know, you smell fantastic. What is that? What are you wearing? That is amazing. He's like, wait, what am I wearing? And all of a sudden, try that next time. You can use that with the Black Zillions. Tell them that little tip from me.
Listen, most of the fighters, they go in there and they smell funky, so you would not be.
I can't imagine.
Have you ever done that on purpose? Have you ever just gone like swamp ass in there so it's like, I'm gross, so this guy's not going to want to touch me?
For me, I can't do it because to get ready for a fight, I have a process like it, and it helps me take my mind off the fact that I'm going to be, you know,
nice fighting. Hot shower.
Yeah. I got to have a shower, nice put my suit on really nice, like to smell good.
Yeah.
And then
sex?
No.
No sex before fights?
No.
It makes me go to sleep.
Sex makes me go. It makes me sleepy. You know?
You want to be nice and angry. You haven't had it for months.
That's
like,
exactly.
Oh, my God.
You want to feel frustrated. You just want to feel like pissed off at the world.
Right, right.
That's the mindset you want to go into a fight with.
So you're going to be coaching the Ultimate Fighter this next season. You're a Team Black Zillions, and you're going to be fighting Team American Top Team. Who's the coach of Top Team?
I really don't know. No, they have a bunch of different guys.
Okay, so there's nobody.
Not one-on-one.
No, it's not like another.
So there's going to be no fight of the coaches after this one.
No. This one is different than all the other seasons because, you know, it's actually our guys. These are guys that we brought up for a couple of years. And then, you know, the UFC said, okay, we're going to put this weight class together. Who you guys got? And you put your team together. American Top Team is going to put their team together. So these are guys that we already had in the pipeline. And the people who are coaching, for the most part, they're our regular coaches. So they're they're the regular coaches for American Top Team and for the Black Zanes.
So these gyms, these are basically becoming huge businesses on their own as far as like who is going to take the road through the UFC. Whereas you're going to be a Black Zane, you're going to join American Top Team. And then some other teams out here in Southern California that it's becoming where you can't just really do it on your own. You got to join a team.
Yeah, you really do. And it's been kind of something that's been going on for a while, but it's really never been, like, talked about. You know, everybody here, oh, he's from, you know, American Top Team. He's from AKA or Jackson's team. But nobody really ever knew what that meant. But I think this show is actually the first step to really define, like, what does it mean to be on a team? And, you know, when you're associated with a team, there's so many components to that. Man, you have the great coaching, you have the great strength conditioning program, you have the great nutrition, and then you have all the great training partners. And all these are just a recipe for what you need to become whatever you want to be. You want to be a champion? This is what you need to become champion.
It's an individual sport, but the team is very important.
Yes, it's the most individual but not individual sport.
You need the team.
Yeah, because I never want to fight by myself. You know, I've always needed the help of my training partners to make sure even the days that, you know, I'm kicking butt, the days that I'm doing bad, they know like, hey, Rashad's not feeling well. You know, we're gonna do some drills today, or they're going to kind of take it easier, whatever the case may be. But when you build that rapport with your teammates, you don't got a guy in there just trying to knock your head off every single day of the week.
When you're in the octagon, because you can hear your coaches, your team shouting what you should do, right?
Yeah.
So do you ever try to keep your opponent away from his side so his team can't talk to him?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? like, no, I'm going to roll you over here. Yeah, they're going to have to yell so I know what they're trying to tell you to do.
That is a strategy that Matt Hughes used to use a lot. He'll go in for a shot and he'll take somebody down. But before he takes him down, he'll walk him clearly to the other side of the cage where his corner is, and then he'll beat the heck out of him in his corner.
I love
it's
that.
Genius.
So
it's genius. Yeah.
Like, I would do that,
I mean, there's been times when I'm fighting a guy and I hear what the corner is telling him to do, and I'm just like,
yeah.
Like, come on. I'm not deaf. Yeah, you know.
I hear you do a pretty good Mike Tyson impersonation.
Tyson, yes, I do, man. Yeah. I do. Yeah, first time I met Tyson, it was after I lost a fight. I lost him to Cheetah, actually, and I seen him in a club, and I was kind of surprised that I seen him, and he comes right over to me, and he's like, well, first of all, I just want to say I watched your last fight, and, you know, you didn't lose your last fight because he was better than you. You lost your last fight because you let fear get inside your heart. See, fear is like a fire. If left unharnessed, it can do some damage. But if you put fear in the right place, fire can do some amazing things. I'm just like,
oh my God.
And I was like, yo, he's so smart. And when he was talking, I was just like, dang, Tyson is like, I was like, he's so deep. And he's
like the Dalai Lama.
Yeah, and watching him, like people, like, because Tyson's like, he's like a pit bull, you know, it's like your pit bull dog that you don't really trust because you might bite somebody.
Like,
any
don't
second.
Get me, right. Don't eat me, yeah. Don't get in his face. Don't
like,
get in his face.
You go to with your hand out
yeah,
like this.
That's what I felt like when people were coming around him. Like he was smiling, but he kept having this face. Like at any given moment, like if somebody touched him wrong, he might snap. And he was like, and it became evident because somebody was coming up to him. He's like, see, people don't understand us. People don't understand us fighters. And he's moving his neck and he's rolling his neck. And I was like, oh, man, somebody's about to get hit. Somebody's about to get hit.
Well, somebody's about to get some concert tickets because I have tickets to see Willie Nelson and family and Alison Krauss at the Greek Theater. And how we're going to get these away. I need to load up the phone lines, 1-800-955-5567, 1-800-955-KLOS. We're going to do Money Shot with Rashad Evans. All right. Here we go.
You'll love it, Rashad.
Here's your Nerf gun. It's loaded with 6 bolts because we have 6 phone lines. So all you have to do, they're all numbered to be associated with a phone line. So whatever dart goes through that target as the money shot and hits Eric in the mouth, that person's going to win Willie Nelson tickets, all right? So it's easy gun. You just got to cock it. Is it already ready to go, or you got to cock it once?
Ready to go.
One time. There we go.
All right.
Okay,
Rashad. Uh-huh.
Please mind my hood aim.
Oh, so close. Get another cock here.
Let's see.
All right. Oh, he's getting closer.
I got to hit him in the mouth, huh?
Right in the mouth. That's the money shot.
Come
Here's
on.
The third shot. Wait.
Uh-oh.
All right, there we go.
All right.
Third shot. Oh, you're getting worse.
Uh-oh. I'm getting worse.
Think of somebody you hate.
Leota Machida.
Come on. Uh-oh.
Oh, high. A little high here. Push it back down. Load him in.
Come on, buddy.
Money shot, Rashad Evans. Someone's going to see Willie Nelson.
Somebody got to. I'm going to hook it up.
Here we go.
Oh, shoot.
Uh-oh.
You broke the gun.
The gun system is not the most...
There you go. Oh, yeah! What was that? Right in the mouth.
Nice.
All right, which one was it, Eric? You got to pick it up.
Which one?
Who won?
This is number 2.
Number 2. Anthony, you're going to see Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
Well, thank you, Rashad, for coming in. Everybody, be sure and check out the Ultimate Fighter, Team Black Zillions versus Team American Top Team. It's going to be on Fox Sports 1 at 10 p.m. Season airs tomorrow night. Starts tomorrow night. So thank you, Rashad, for coming in,
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Anytime. We're coming right back. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.